Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Sankirtan Yajna ki
Jai.
Gopinanande
Hari Hari Bo.
All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to the Sama devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. And we will begin with verse 138. And we'll probably, in fact, we'll read on for a few more verses at least. But let us start here. Madhya Leela 13:138. So, this verse has kind of unusual meter, or structure even. The meter is very nice, but the structure is unusual. So there's an introductory line, and then the rest of the verse. Pranalatha Shunamora Satya Niveda Raja Amara Sada Tahantoma Sangama Napaile Narahe Jivana. So Srimati Radha, or actually Lord Chaitanya speaking, yes. Lord Chaitanya speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani in the Rath Yatra, addressing Jagannath, who she is seeing as Nanda Nandan Krishna on the Rath Yatra chariot. So translation, my dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Only when the mind is free from its designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. Oh, yes, very revealing. Very interesting. Well, let's say a few words about this. Let me just read the verse again, the translation. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. And just bear in mind, this is Lord Chaitanya speaking, but actually, effectively, it's Radharani speaking to Krishna at Kurukshetra when they met again after many years of separation. And she is, you could say, entreating Krishna, appealing to Krishna, like that at this point, that please, you must come back to Vrindavan. You said you would, on different occasions you said you would, but you have not. So now please, you really, really, really want you to come back. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Just before we go on to the next verse, which we will do shortly, an interesting point in this regard, in regard to what is being said here, is that, you may have mentioned it last weekend, Maharaj may have mentioned it, that when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, it wasn't so far to go. If any of the Vrijvasis had desired, hey, let's go visit Krishna, they could have just gone for a day trip. Of course, they were not living in where Vrindavan town is now. They were living in Nandagram. They were living in Nandagram, which is further. It's definitely, I don't know, it must be 50, 40 kilometers further. It's something like that. And so the danger would be in this. But overnight, go for a couple of days or something, go for the weekend, it would be possible. Wouldn't it be then possible? It would definitely be possible. In those days, people went wherever, by foot or by ox cart, buffalo cart, like that. And even the Vrijvasis, at different times, what comes to mind immediately is where they went. At the time of Shivaratri, they went to some place, which was connected more with Lord Shiva, and they did certain activities for the Shivaratri, and then they came back. It was some distance away. And what to speak of that? How about right now? At least the Vrijvasis, Radharani is speaking, they are in Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra. That's 400 kilometers. That is a good distance away. But they went there just to do the solar eclipse program. They went 400 kilometers. And Krishna and the Dwarikavasis they went even further from Dvoreka, more than 1,000 kilometers. They traveled because it was a special event. And of course, to have Krishna's association, what to speak, special event, that's just the most special event of all. So to go from Nandigram, you go down, you go past Vaishnava, then you go past Govardhan Hill, on the west side, then you turn left, and then it's another 15 kilometers, not more than 20, and you are in Mathura. They could have done it. Relative to these other journeys you mentioned, it would not have been a big thing at all. Just a little trip. And for that purpose, how worth it. Extremely worth it. But they never did. They never did. They never did. They were thinking and lamenting. Well, let me just correct myself. They did. When Krishna left Vrindavan initially, they did. They went with Krishna, or just shortly after, within hours. Same day. So many of them went. To be with Krishna. He was going on a special mission to take part in that special program of concerts and special invitation. So it was a special festival, and so many, at least the men and the boys went. It appears that ladies didn't go so much, maybe some of them went. But all of those mentioned, they went from Nandigram. From Nandigram they went. And they stayed for a couple of days or so. But then eventually they returned. Because Krishna made it very clear that he was going to stay for a while. He was going to stay for some time. So it was devastating. I'm just trying to find a few verses so we can get some idea of the devastation that was going on. Let's see. Okay. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Right. Listen to this. Phew. So, Nanda Maharaj and the couple of boys and the men and the different of the Vrishvasis returned, and the ladies are still there, and they're waiting for them to return, hoping that Krishna will return with them. But Krishna didn't return. So here we are. Let's just. By Krishna's desire, Nanda and all the other gopas went back to Praja. Hearing that Nanda had come, the people of Praja happily came to meet him, hoping Krishna was with him. But he wasn't. Out of grief and embarrassment, covering his face with a cloth, very morose and crying, Nanda went to his home and lay down on the ground. Not seeing the Lord, the people of Vraja became filled with pain. Filled with many fears, they did not know what to do. Their mouths dried and withered. They could not even ask about him. Then, from an elderly Gopa, they heard the news of the Lord, that he was not coming, that he wanted to stay, and he was staying till further notice in Mathura. So from an elderly Gopa, they heard the news of the Lord. Alas, 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 Krishna's mother and the other women cried in agony. Alas, 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 alas. And how can I describe what they felt? Well, they can't, actually. Sri Parikshit said, "O mother, his heart burned by these activities. So, the best of the cowherd boys who had been Gopakumar, but now he's back in the look of another. He takes his eternal form as Sarut, the cowherd boy. Sarut, the best of the cowherd boys, again fainted. The great Brahman carefully brought Sarut to consciousness again. Fearing he would faint again, Sarut did not say anything more about this topic." Hare Krishna. Life in Goloka Vrindavan, it's another world. It's another world. So, but there's this very special situation. It's very special that the rich Vasis, they love Krishna. As Lord Chaitanya, as Srimati Radharani says here, effectively, I want you to come back to Vrindavan because I want to associate with you there. We're associating here in Kurukshetra, which is like Dwarka, more or less. We're associating, and it's very nice. It is really very nice. But I want to have your association in Vrindavan. And if I don't get that, your association in Vrindavan, if I don't get that, it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. So, yes, there is a special thing about Vrindavan, which is so special that the rich Vasis would not, could not, and did not leave Vrindavan to be with Krishna, who was, when he was in Mathura, even though they could have done it, it would not have been difficult at all. Not some sort of major, major challenge at all. A minor challenge at worst. Shri, Shri, Radha, Radha, Shri, Giri, Govardhan, Shri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtan, and my beautiful Tulsi is blocking the devotees. Can you look Tulsi over here? Blocking the devotees from seeing the deities. Oh, look at that. And now my bottle of water. Okay. Jai Radharatna. Oh, wow. It's the plants. Anyway, how you go? Yeah. So there's something special about Vrindavan and all the pastime places of Vrindavan, and the eternal presence of Krishna there, which has such an effect on the rich Vasis, that even though, as Radharani is saying here,
If I don't get your association in Vrindavan, well, frankly, I don't know how I'm going to live. My life will just leave my body and that will be that. Yes. So the essence of it, is that Vrindavan is a form of Krishna. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. Vrindavana Prachacha Ekapada Na Kachati. Krishna says elsewhere, Ekapada Na Kachati. I never take one step. Vrindavan Parichacha. Parichacha, you remember that word from Bhagavad Gita, 1866. Sarvadharma Parichacha. This is now Vrindavana Parichacha. Ekapada Na Kachati. Yeah, he never takes. So Parichacha, well, it's a kind of strong way of saying going. Prabhupada translates it in Bhagavad Gita, abandon. Abandon. Sarvadharma. Parichacha. Abandon, you know, like abandon ship. The ship is sinking. Get off! Get out while you can. Sarvadharma Parichacha. Just abandon all the other, whatever they are, diamonds. So anyway, Krishna, he never abandons Vrindavan. He never leaves, he's always there. And that is sort of the essence to the answer. The essence of the answer to the excellent question is just a really good question. Why did the British Brussels not go and join Krishna in Mathura when their hearts were just breaking? You know, some of the descriptions, if you read some of the descriptions, it's just like, it's just completely from a different world of loving relationship and separation. You know, something like, there's a road, is still there, actually at least, which goes from underground to Mathura. At least the first part of the road is still there. And underground just goes straight out. And so the description, a description, is that some of the rich Vasis who are just waiting and wishing for Krishna to return, and they just had that confidence, he will return. He said he would. He won't let us down. Because he's Krishna. There's only one Krishna, and he's just so special, beyond the specialness of many, so many others put together. And he said he'd come back, and he will, and I'm waiting. So some of them waited there for decades, waiting. They didn't go home. Just waiting on the road, just looking. And you know that in Nectar of Devotion, there's that statement from Radharani. It was mentioned a couple of weeks ago or whatever in class about blinking. You remember that idea? Radharani criticizes Lord Brahma that you've given us these bodies with eyes that blink. You know, what sort of creator are you? Why did you do that? Our ears don't blink. Our nostrils don't blink. Why should our eyes? What is this? So, yeah, and then she prayed to have the body of a fish in the next lifetime. Because fish don't blink. Did you know that? Fish don't blink. A little ichthyology. Okay, anyway. So that some of those devotees were sitting on the road, by the side of the road, watching. Is Krishna coming? For decades. And they didn't blink once. Because they were afraid, like Radharani was feeling. When I blink, I can't see Krishna. Even though it's just a fraction of a second. But I don't want to miss the opportunity. So I don't want to blink, but I have to blink. And that's bad. So those devotees, the description is there, they sat there and looked and they didn't blink for decades, waiting for Krishna to return. And you know what? He returned. But that's another story. So let's come on, carry on with that. Purve Udaradvaye Ede Sakshat Amare Yogi Jane Kahila Upaya To me Vidanta Kripa Maya Janaha Amara Kritaya More Aiche Kahite Na Yuyaya. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. Mita. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge of mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for jnana yoga or dhyana yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Jnana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. Yes, so. Anyway, let's just carry on a little. There's a purport here. I should have had the process of mystic yoga, a speculative method for searching out the supreme absolute truth. Does not appeal to one who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. A devotee is not at all interested in speculative activities. Instead of cultivating speculative knowledge or practicing mystic yoga, a devotee should worship the deity in the temple and continuously engage in the Lord's service. Temple deity worship is realized by the devotees to be the same as direct service to the Lord. So this is the idea. When you're serving the deity, you are actually serving the Lord. It is not a representation. It is not a sort of, you know, what's the word? Proxy. It is not a proxy. Proxy means something is standing in. Yeah. Standing in for something else. Like it's like a type of via media. It is meant to be sort of, you know, there's a connection to the real thing. But the real thing is elsewhere. And every day I'm editing them on computer. And some of them, there's a huge amount of data, gigabytes and gigabytes. And computers cannot process it. And this is some supercomputer. So what they do, they make proxy files. Exactly the same as the big file. With all the big images and whatnot. The only thing is, it's smaller. and the computer can deal with it. And then later when you've made all the different alterations and things that you want to, then you click another button and then it starts working on the actual video files. I don't know if that makes sense. But those small ones are called proxies. An ambassador is a proxy. Yeah. Even though when you're speaking in government circles, when you're speaking to the ambassador, it's sort of you're speaking to the government or the president, but it's not exactly the same. Yes, okay, so the deity in the temple is not a proxy that, you know, just to remind us, like in ordinary material life, photographs, statues, of course, photographs are just so much more. To have a photograph of your friend, or your parents, or your wife, or husband, or your children, obviously that's far more common than getting a statue made of them. Although they're just sort of representations of different sorts. So, the deity is not a representation of that sort. Just an artificial, clever creation, which looks like the real thing. It looks like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. It's just really something quite different. It's just something to remind. The deity is not like that. So Radharani, Lord Chaitanya as Radharani, is criticizing Krishna that you sent Buddha to tell us all these things, gather sort of things, that, well, Krishna's everywhere. So he's still here, and it's okay. You know, it's not really different from when he was here visibly, you know, as he was before Akrura came. So don't worry. Just understand he's here. But that was not appreciated by the Brijvasis. And they took it as like semi-impersonal jnana. Kind of impersonal jnana. And they were not happy with Uddhava. So Radharani doesn't want that idea that yes, he's still here, don't worry. You know, just accept it. She wants to actually deal with Krishna, speak to him, touch him. And the way things are at the moment, she can't do that, despite what anyone may say about Krishna's universal presence. So we are in similar situations. Krishna is far distant from here. But the deity is here. And the deity is actually the Lord in person. Not a proxy. Not just something to remind us. Something very much like. So therefore we think, oh, it's practically like the Lord is here. He is here. He is here with us. In the deity form. Therefore, deity worship is very important. Extremely important. Because it helps us to enter into, step by step, a more personal relationship with Krishna. So, yes, the temple deity worship is realized by the devotees to do the same as direct service to the Lord. The deity is known as the Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the form of a material manifestation, brass, stone, or wood. Ultimately, there is no difference between Krishna manifest in matter, means the deity, or Krishna manifest in spirit, because both are his energy. For Krishna, there is no distinction between matter and spirit. His manifestation in material form, therefore, as the deity, is as good as his original form, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. A devotee constantly engaged in deity worship, according to the rules and regulations laid out in the Shastras and given by the spiritual master, realizes gradually that he is in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he loses all interest in so-called meditation, yoga practice, and mental speculation. As we mentioned just a couple of few minutes ago, that when the devotees engage regularly in deity worship, then step by step, gradually, these things become more apparent. As Krishna becomes more satisfied with your service, he reveals himself more and more in the deity, for that matter, in the holy names, in his service. Krishna is there in all these different aspects and elements of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is personally there. But here, of course, we're talking about the deity. Prabhupada's talking about the deity. And the Lord in the form of the deity is sort of easier to relate with in those very personal terms because he has form. And we interact with him in very personal ways. So like this, gradually the devotee learns, I am in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is actually present and interacting with me in my life. Of course, one has to be careful to not get into a sort of sahajya type of attitude that, you know, you start becoming familiar with Krishna in your life. And, you know, things like start telling Krishna what to do, what you'd like him to do. We definitely shouldn't do that at all. But it is definitely a fact that as one engages in devotional service, deity worship, chanting the holy names, just any type of bona fide devotional service, the more we engage in it, heart and soul, then the more pleased Krishna becomes, of course, because that's what he's looking for. That's what he wants. And then he starts to reveal more, as Prabhupada says, gradually, that we are in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read another verse, but I'm going to change Instagram because it's going to go off in 1 minute. Okay, let's read the next verse. Let us read the next verse. It is simply an ocean of nectar here. Oh, amazing. Just while the Instagram devotees are coming back online, they're coming. Chitikadi Tomahite Vishaye jahi lagaite, yatna kari dari kari bare, tare dhyana shikshakara. Tare dhyane shikshakara, lokahasana mana, stana stana nakara vichara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you. Radharani speaking effectively. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. This is as Kadamakanda Maharaj said, day before he said, when only will the day be mine? Instead of, you know, having to make an effort, remember Krishna, not forget him, and don't think about something else. But when it comes to this point that even when I try to forget Krishna, I can't do it. I'm naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. Wow, ludicrous. That's a strong word, ludicrous. Yeah, I mean, you understand ludicrous. It just means it's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's just completely off the wall. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. Srila Prabhupada, my Srila Prabhupada, Srila Goswami says in Bhakti Prasadi Vasudhu 111, and Yadudashana Shunyam Kyanakara Dhanavitam Amkulena Krishna Nushilala Bhakti Uttama. For a pure devotee, there is no scope for indulgence in mystic yoga practice or the cultivation of speculative philosophy. It is indeed impossible for a pure devotee to engage his mind in such unwanted activities. Even if a pure devotee wanted to, his mind would not allow him to do so. Hare Krishna. That is a characteristic of a pure devotee. He is transcendental to all fruitive activity, speculative philosophy, and mystic yoga meditation. And then the gopis therefore express themselves as follows, but we'll leave that for next weekend. This is all very amazing, actually. This is all extremely amazing. The consciousness of Srimati Radharani, what can we say? But the consciousness of the Vrindavanvasis is not only Radharani, it feels like this. It's the consciousness of the Vrindavanvasis that they're so attached to Krishna. They're so attached to Krishna that even if it did happen, that somehow they wanted to forget Krishna, they wouldn't be able to do it. It's described elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. So gopis are talking and they're saying, you know, Krishna forgot us. And Krishna went to Mathura and he doesn't care about us. He's now associating with the ladies in Mathura. So he's forgotten about us. So you know what? Let's forget about him. And the other guy said, yes, that's it, you got it. Yes, let's forget about him. That's what we'll do. And one Gopi said, I'm going to forget. You know what I'm going to forget about? I'm going to forget how Krishna made a garland for me one time. Yeah. And the other Gopi said, yeah, right. And another Gopi said, I'm going to forget how Krishna does with me. And the other said, yeah, that's it. We're also going to forget about that. And someone else said, I'm going to forget about how Krishna embraced me. And the other said, yes, that's it. And then they realized they couldn't forget Krishna. It's another level of Krishna consciousness. Oh my gosh. Okay. Now, you know what I want to do? I'm going to finish now by reading from a few verses, 3, 4, 5 maybe, from Uddhava Sandesh. It is Krishna is my Rupa Goswami, first of all, that's the first thing. Yes. And Uddhava is reciting Krishna's message to Radharani. And it's not just Jnana. But, anyway, listen to this. It's just two verses. This is Krishna's message. Trembling with love, Nanda's son bows down before you. O girl with the red lips, a girl now withering away with grief, Nanda's son begs you. Please do not look at the groves of jasmine flowers around Govardhan Hill. Groves where we enjoy many pastimes of passionate love. O girl devoured by the sufferings of your heart. O girl now rolling about on the ground in the forest where we once enjoyed pastimes. Soon I will suddenly and unexpectedly walk on the pathway of your eyes. And the fruit placed in my mouth and my limbs decorated with designs drawn in mineral colors. With waves of bliss, I will wash away all your sufferings. In this secluded place, I will make you bloom with happiness. Anyway. Yeah, and there's more, but that gives an idea. If with waves of bliss, I'll wash away your sufferings. In this secluded place, I will make you bloom with happiness. And he did that. Later. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, any comment, question? Maharaj, Raghunath Das Prabhu.
Maharaj, this is another way where there must be meetings for separation to take place.
There must be meetings for separation to take place, right? So, are there examples where separation takes place without meeting? Well, not exactly, but it may seem like that if there's a long time since the meeting. Like we in a certain sense, but it's definitely true, we are now in separation from Krishna. I mean, obviously, not just us, but the people and the living entities. We're all separated from Krishna. And, you know, sometimes we feel that in the indirect sense, in the indirect sense, that we feel the sufferings of material life. And, you know, whatever pains or distresses or anxieties, just in a general sense of that are there in life, in this world. Actually, it's all because we forgot Krishna, because we were with Krishna, but now we're separated and we forgot. And therefore, all these things, you know, the distresses and all those things that we are even going through sometimes. And what to speak of us, just the people in general, that they're all symptomatic of separation. But the problem is the meeting has been forgotten. Otherwise, if you remember the meeting and you know that the pain that's there is because of separation, then you can make an effort to meet again. At least that's what the devotees are trying to do. It's not an overnight thing. And as Prabhupada said in that purport, gradually. It's very gradual. Krishna tests and watches, and Krishna wants to see, what are you doing? How are you doing? It would have been appropriate for me to reveal a little bit more to you now. And, or in what way? So, but otherwise, the answer would be not really. Not really. Yeah. There's no sort of just independent separation. It's always connected with meeting. But in separation, the meeting gains an even more attractive feature than it had when one was in it. Yeah. Yes. Mother Mabini, yes. A question. No.
Where does the
person of the yogis trying to forget Krishna come from? You know, as far as I remember, it's in Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries on the 10th canto. Yeah. And as I recall, it's in our BBT 10th canto. I think it's available. Yeah. There are all sorts of different conversations there. Science conversations which are not in the text. Which particularly should be Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given. The gopis discussing this and that in different situations when they're separated from Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Hey, no.
Hare Krishna.
I had like about four or five questions. I don't know what's going on.